Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your experts on toga rap battles and who's Drake's having the sex with. Yep. Nina.
Okay, Auntie.
It's been a long night, long night. All right, Nina Barker is here and Hunter is still off, unfortunately. So James Davis
Welcome
is back.
Welcome back.
We're so happy to have you. We asked for you multiple times. We said we want him back on this show.
Well, those emails went through.
They did. So, I love that our voices are heard.
I love that he thinks Morgan sends emails.
Yeah, I did. Well, I tell someone to send it and then they do it, so thank you for that. Okay, in Thirsty X News, Tristan's been sliding into Khloé's comments. Yesterday, he called her new bikini pic saucy. Mm. What a weird word.
Include the emojis, child. Yes. Emojis are important.
Oh, yes, all of the emojis, hard eye emojis. Okay, and how can we forget about Joe Giudice? He just put fire emojis all over Teresa's recent post.
And hard eyes.
These are
specific things, you guys.
Yeah.
But hard eyes means that I'm in love with you?
Hard eyes to me, when I get it, you tell me how you send it as a man, but when a man is sending me hard eyes and flames, he wants that thing thing.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
It's very non-platonic. The hard eyes.
Right.
With the flames. Flames means you go, girl.
Right, exactly.
Good photography.
No, but why can't the
good picture.
So if you're sending three flames, if a guy's sending me three flames, that means he thinks I'm hot. Right?
Well, no, not always.
I mean, for you, yes.
Okay, good.
But...
Oh, my God, thank God. I was freaking out.
You already know how to speak her language,
thank
child.
You, good, yes.
Congratulations.
In other situations, this is like good lighting, you know? Like, good effects, good photography.
You do not put flame for good lighting. Stop
no.
it.
If it was a good photo...
Good lighting on
that
ass.
But if you're also attracted... If you're attracted to the girl that you're leaving flames for, that means...
I've had guy friends leave flames for me.
Flames doesn't necessarily mean attracted. Now, hard eyes, it's hard eyes.
Yeah.
Just like cartoons. Hard eyes means I got hard eyes for you.
So let's talk about Tristan.
Yeah.
Because Tristan's is a lot more descriptive. It's not just the heart. He got a hard eye, he got the tongue out, and then the drool.
I love the drool
one. Now, the drool is where it really gets a little thirsty.
The drool means you're making me horny.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what the drool means.
Oh, yes.
Do you think that they're still low-key hooking up?
Yes.
Yeah.
The fact that she doesn't have him blocked so he can still leave comments is a really big sign.
And he's leaving comments so that any other dude who leaves comments sees his comments, because he's got a blue check, so it goes on top. So everybody has to see that he
Talk
left saucy. That's mine, but it's not,
I
but
hope
it
y'all
is.
Were taking notes
right.
during this emoji session 101.
It's true.
Also, it's like, if you left a thirst trap, hey, you trapped me. You know, I'm letting you know I see you.
Yeah.
You did it.
Oh, I
you
love
got my
this.
Attention.
Stick around. I have a lot of questions after.
Okay,
after
cool.
The show. You have no plans. You've canceled the rest of your afternoon. All right, so Harry Styles had the It's Valentine's Day ever, and now we're hearing all about it. He went on the Stern Show yesterday and opened up about how he was mugged.
So I pull out some cash, and he takes it from me. And then I had like my headphone jack just sticking into my pocket, and he was like, what's that plugged into? I'm like, oh, God's sake, it's my phone.
Right.
So he's like, pull out your phone. So I pull out my phone, and I'm thinking, okay, this is really annoying. The guy's like, okay, unlock your phone. And the other one, like, pulls his shirt up and he's got, like, a knife sticking in his pants. I can't. Like, I'm sorry.
Mate, I can't. I'm about to get stabbed, but I'm not giving you my phone. That would be me. That would be me.
This is
no.
so English.
This, I mean...
Like, you're not robbing me with a knife. I'm sorry.
Those are the most polite robbers ever.
Yeah.
Unlock
Can you unlock
it.
Your phone?
Would you guys...
What kind of robbery was this?
Would you guys rather give up your phone or your wallet?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm Harry Styles... I probably have so much on my phone.
Oh, my
God.
Totally.
a lot of other people.
Right.
So, yeah, if I'm hairy, wallet. But just my phone is chill, you know?
Right.
Take my
phone. See, I would rather my wallet be... I would rather you take my wallet than my phone.
Like, I agree.
My phone is my... I have everything in there.
How crazy is that, that if we are held at knife point now, we would still not give somebody our phone?
First of all, let me clarify. You're not holding me by knife point.
Right.
If you pull out a knife on me, we getting with each other.
Really?
1,000%.
I kind of felt the same way. I didn't want to say
anything. You're not robbing me with a knife. A gun? Take whatever you want. A knife? Oh, we going blow to blow.
I am squirming out of there. Are you kidding? If somebody
absolutely
put a knife
not
out?
I've seen knives my whole child. I'll laugh at a knife. I'm like Crocodile Dundee. Like, that ain't a knife.
There was too much conversation in this robbery.
Yeah. No, it was a little bit.
Can you unlock your phone? I can already tell you too polite to get anything off of me.
There's a lot of red flags. I think Jussie Smollett helped him with this story.
Oh, my God. They also counted to 10 for him to unlock the phone.
What robber is like, I'm gonna count to 10? Like, do they also work as a preschool teacher during the day?
I don't know. Very strange, but I'm happy he's okay. I guess no one else is afraid of knives. I would be hairy.
Well, he did file a police report, so it does sound like it was legit adjacent.
Legit adjacent.
Legit adjacent.
All right. And Sophie Turner just told Elle she hated the Jonas Brothers before she met Joe. When they were first set up, she was worried he was going to be a dick, and she was so afraid that she was being catfished, she brought a bunch of guy friends on their first date.
I mean, that's a real thing.
I agree with that. I think she's 24 years old. They met up in London for the first time. It was sort of a casual meetup of friends. It wasn't like Joe did not say to Sophie, let's go out to dinner, the two of us at 9 o'clock, meet me here. Like, it was the appropriate experience for them to bring friends.
And if you've ever been in a DM with another person who might be
famous,
even more famous than you, I think that it crosses your mind that this might not be them. You're like, is it the person running their account? Did they get hacked? Is this really real?
Right.
So let me go ahead. I'll go ahead with this. It seems legit enough, but I'll have, a group of friends with me. As long as they didn't bring Drake.
Right.
I feel like.
True, by the way, we have to talk about him later in the show. Is that okay for you?
I mean, I'll whatever.
I will say your beard connects way better than Drake's.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I tried my best.
You're all right. You're doing good.
Take that, Drake.
Yeah. Don't show up again, Drake. So Harry and Meghan have been busy since quitting the royal family. The Daily Mail reports that Meghan is trying to land a big superhero movie. Mm. Are you guys surprised by this? I think that's her goal, right? I think that's her passion.
I think it's always been.
Yeah, she's not going to be in the royal family anymore. She's going to do what she wants.
She's already a superhero to single, lonely women out there in the world. She did it. She got a prince. Like, she's being greedy now.
Yeah.
Just sit down.
Really good point.
Is she going to be the princess of Wakanda? Like, who is she going to be?
This is my thing. I feel like this is already setting up to be a movie because I feel like this was all a part of the plan. Like,
I
think she had it like, oh, yeah, because we were all so shocked when she decided to become a royal that she had to give up, especially not knowing all of the policies and procedures, knowing that she had to give up her whole career. She had to delete her social media.
Everything.
And I was like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could say that this is my lifelong dream and passion and give it up because I'm getting married.
Right,
like, don't think I could do that. So she clearly didn't.
No, she didn't.
She bested what I thought. She was like, oh, girl, it's just temporary. Wait till I come back.
Yeah. By the way, I thought that she was going to be in the royal family for at least 4 years. That was real quick. That was 1 year, and she was like, I'm done with you people.
I'm done.
I'm out of this.
Ready to go home.
Okay, yeah. I want you to take a deep breath. This next read might be hard, all right? Okay, Drake is being dragged.
This guy.
It's okay. Drake is being dragged online for admitting how he really feels about his baby mama in his latest freestyle, When to Say When.
Still women saying it's childish the way we live. Brought a few W's to the six. Baby mama fluke, but I love her for who she is.
I might owe Drake an apology. The beard is nice.
The beard is nice, huh? He looks really good in the video. Do you want to take the floor? I don't want you to feel... I said let's not put
James,
it in the show.
I did ask for it in the show, but I, thought it would be a good discussion.
I said no way. he's calling his baby mama a fluke.
Yeah, let's talk about that,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, what do you think about... I know,
okay,
it's just... By the way, you are so much more talented.
Thank you.
Like, I don't even know who
Lied
he is.
Lie to my face. Yeah. Make me want to come back again.
You spoke her language, now she's speaking yours.
Yes, exactly. That's what we do here.
Exactly.
Just lie to each other and massage egos.
There you go.
Calling your baby mama a fluke is a little over the line. Right?
I mean, James doesn't think so.
it's just really...
Truthful?
It needed some more tact.
But, I mean, it is what it is. You know, like, I mean, he did not... What is a fluke? It was not planned. I mean...
It was not planned, but he also
did... Is a fluke
did...
an accident? Is, do you guys consider a fluke an accident?
Well, I think it's also an intentional accident.
A fluke is like a bad accident,
right? No, no, there's a difference between an accident and an intention. Your intention was not to get her pregnant, but it wasn't an accident that you f***ed inside of her without a condom.
True, true.
Oh, we got...
True.
Okay.
He's living a
you
fluke.
Got, you...
Yeah. Tell it.
You bet you got real Planned Parenthood in this bitch, didn't you?
I guess the main thing is, use another word.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it did kind of go with the flow, though. You know? It kind of went with the flow, baby mama, the flute.
I was wondering, like, did he have to even say it?
You know?
Like, he didn't even really need to say it.
After the break, men are crying and women are yelling. We have a major reality check.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up with every nut job on TV, but that's what we pay our producers for. So it's time for reality check. Yes. All right, first up, our favorite show. You guys, we don't watch it. Last night on The Bachelor, Pilot Pete picked up his final two women, and he was an emotional wreck over it.
I haven't seen you this emotional since we started this thing.
I'm in three different relationships, and this is so freaking hard for me. Maybe I didn't go about this week the right way. I don't know. This could be it right now. This right now is absolutely, like, destroying me. Madison, will you accept this rose?
Oh my God.
Why is he double and triple checking? Just take it and be done with it. Like, it's so weird.
You're the bachelor. They all
this
want
is
your
when it
rose.
Flips.
She didn't look happy to take that rose,
well,
by the way.
Well, she wasn't happy because that was the girl
that,
who
the virgin?
Said she didn't want to. She didn't want him sleeping with other women.
Right.
And he was like, well.
And look where she ended up. She played her cards all the way right.
I'm no bachelor expert, but I feel like every season there's that one contestant, like, if you've been with any of these other girls, it's like, yeah, he has.
Yeah,
because he's been deciding.
This is
the
point.
That's how it works. Like,
I mean, I do feel like, you know, don't you? Would you guys get engaged to someone you haven't slept with?
Absolutely not ever. No, would you?
Ooh, that's
a tough one.
I can't.
I think
you seem
very...
like you thought about it.
Yeah, because I go to church and I do listen to certain things in the Bible and I want to be a good dude, but
No.
Nah.
He was almost all the way there, and then he's like, I tried to be a good dude.
I had like 1 foot in Sunday school and 1 foot in the club. I don't know.
He's gonna pick her, by the way. She also, I'm guarantee you, she doesn't give a shit. This is all
an act.
Manipulation
yeah.
to get picked. And it
totally.
Worked because he's weak.
He is weak. And we finally got to hear from all of the other women about their experience on the show. Unfortunately, it was all at the same time.
And if you had failed at that, I should have finished my plan.
It was malicious as Sydney going to Peter.
No, it wasn't malicious, Alexa, because we were having a conversation.
Sydney,
you didn't ask me a question. I'm sorry if that gave her some
I hate this because I feel like this is how men see us in general.
Right.
Like, I feel like as soon as we start talking, they're like, I can't understand what you're saying. Yeah. So this is just, I don't want an example of this for their side.
That was a bad look for y'all.
Yeah, it was. Damn it, this is not, y'all not helping.
I'm so not like that, though.
Bitch, you better stop it.
That is 25 of me. Did you see it? It's so scary. Holy
I have hosted Love and Hip Hop. Like, they literally try to kill each other and gouge each other's eyes out with high-heeled shoes and jump each other and hop over couches.
Right.
They're just sitting there. Like, I would have got them together quick.
Quick, yeah.
It's so funny because men will fight, like, 12 other dudes in a bar, but if, like, four women talk at the same time, they, like, get panicked
they freeze.
And don't know which way to go.
Does not compute
something
at all.
With our synapses, everything just stops.
Stops, it's true. Meanwhile, over on Married at First Sight Australia, Michelle helps Steve get over his fear of water, and he proves honesty isn't always the best policy.
You gotta understand, I tipped over a boat, nearly drowned with my brother.
Do you wanna maybe just, like, give it a try?
I'm happy to go in the water. I'm not going on the boat. I'm f***ing myself, to be quite honest, yeah. Let's just do it. No, I'll do it, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do it for you, yeah.
Steve, how are you feeling?
I'm all right, I'm okay.
Can you talk to me?
Yeah, I'm okay, I'm just nervous.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I'm actually, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, this
was
darling.
No, I'm really pleased you made me do it. Thank you.
Michelle, a little tiny little thing like that has made me appreciate you more than you will ever understand.
I think that it's brought us closer.
I want somebody in my life forever. But the situation is the attraction side of it for me is just not there.
I'm not attracted to you physically yet.
No, that's the funniest thing I've seen ever.
I knew there was gonna be a twist. I just didn't realize it was gonna be as f***ed up as it was. I thought this was the sweetest, nicest thing I've ever seen.
We were literally like, oh, this is so special. They're bonding. Oh, f*** this guy.
I'm not attracted to you physically yet.
See, the accent hurts and helps.
It does.
Because the accent, when he was being nice, made him feel really sweet. Like, I've never known water. And you know, like, you felt that connection. But then it made him feel really blunt. He's like, but I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and
ooh.
I mean, you know what? First of all, don't tell me a compliment and, like, really
follow
cushion
it up.
It up. Start with that. Open with that so I can go about my day. I don't want to know how I've helped you. And then you tell me I'm ugly.
Yeah.
Like, f*** you.
You couldn't even get on a boat,
what do you
bitch.
Say?
You.
And also, that water looked like if you stood up, it would be at your knees.
Yeah.
So grow up.
She's not attracted to you either.
Yet.
All right, now for the update you've all been waiting for. Big Ed, woo, woo. Weird, I don't know why I did that.
Why?
On TLC's 90 Day Fiancé is heading to the Philippines to propose to a woman he met online. He's packed up all of the essentials, and there's a lot on his mind.
I'm not sure what I wanted to bring. I've sent so many boxes. Protection, not guns, but... You know what I'm talking about?
Two boxes?
Don't be a fool, wrap your tool.
Does he need four, that many
condoms? Rosemary. Some perfume for her. And then I have this little number.
Oh, my gosh. Do not put that on.
I already tried it. I'm kidding. I was really shocked when I got the message from Rose's sister asking me for money, and she asked me not to tell Rose. I don't want this to be a shakedown. My biggest fear is that Rose is involved.
Man.
I mean, him to find love. I'm gonna say this. He seems like a very nice guy.
He does.
He seems very nice. Yeah. Everybody deserves love.
Yeah.
They do.
And Big Ed, he is a nice guy, and it was nice that he bought her lingerie, and it was nice that he has a lot of condoms to give away to everyone else who's gonna use them.
I just, like, has he been on date? You don't need to bring two huge boxes of condoms. Like,
yeah, I know.
What kind of sex is he gonna be having? Is he gonna be doing something else?
He went for the
about?
Ultra thin.
So, I saw that too. He had the ultra thin. He's like,
just
man.
Send him the money, man.
Just
send him the money.
Yeah.
Give them what they want.
Oh, my God. Cute. All right, coming up, it's time for James's favorite segment, Relationship Trolls. Welcome back. Time for some feel-good stories. And by feel-good, I mean these f***ed up tweets make us feel way better about our lives. So, who's ready for Relationship Trolls? You are so ready. All right, first up, a woman tweeted that her boyfriend told his boss she died so he wouldn't get fired.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus. She busted him when she saw the message on his phone. They just signed a lease, so she wants to know if their relationship can be salvaged. Is that not a little bit extreme to say your girlfriend died?
Apparently, the girl just only had, like, a bruise on her leg, and he told the boss that she had a full-on aneurysm.
Oh, my God. That's
and then
a
he told
extreme.
Him to respect their privacy and stay off of social media.
I mean, wow. That's good thinking.
Good thinking. I was
you
just
gotta protect
say.
Your lie.
Yeah, it's true. That was very good. Or why don't you just not post on social media when your girlfriend's dying?
Because she wasn't in on it. So right. She's probably posting pictures of him at the park.
Very strange.
Also, he might want to kill you. Like, stay away from this guy.
Yeah.
Because now everybody's prepared for you to be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
So if he kills you, they're ready.
And you
for
wonder
it.
Why you're not getting invited to game night. Everybody think you did.
Yeah. This next guy writes, everything, and I do mean everything, girlfriend says is a lie. Her one kid is really four kids. Her nursing job is really pawning my computer and stripping on weekends.
What?
I love slash hate her and hang around just to expose her lies. But I like her kids and want to help.
What?
Advice?
What?
We've all loved, hated somebody.
Yeah, I love hate
I
somebody.
I guess you're right. Yeah. I really can't deal with a liar. Like, I because if you lie about one thing, who knows? If you, especially if you lie about stupid stuff,
right.
Then I know that the real stuff, you're really lying about it. Mm-hmm. So that's really hard for me to adjust. So something's got to be going on where he's staying. Does he need a place to live? Is that why he's there?
Well, it sounds like he's, well, maybe, but he likes her kids. That's nice.
Well, maybe he can get partial custody, but he needs to move on.
They're not going to make it.
They're not going to, no.
Why is he staying? For the kids? The sex must be really good.
Something's weird. Amazing.
Amazing.
And here's a weird one, even weirder than the ones we've already read. A guy's wife went full psycho, Facebook stalking his surfer ex. She copied her style, got the exact same haircut, and even signed up for surfing lessons. Okay. It freaked him out, and he told his wife it was attractive on his ex because she was being, quote, herself. She kicked him out, and his friends think he should apologize.
Who should apologize?
His friends are saying you should apologize to get back together with
work
her.
Work it out, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely weird, but it sounds more like she's just insecure. So it doesn't sound like it needs to be a confrontational thing. It sounds like y'all need help. Or she does.
He said his current girlfriend or wife is less attractive than his ex.
Oh, he said that?
That is
Oh, you told him that?
Yeah. Oh, well, then now,
you need to leave.
That solves it.
Bye.
Well, you're the ass.
Yeah, ass.
Yeah, I didn't know that part. I didn't know he said.
We hate you.
We hope you trip on something and skin your knee.
Yeah. All right, and this poor woman went to Tiffany's to have her engagement ring sized, but they told her it was fake.
Uh-oh.
She confronted her fiance, who swore it was real, so she checked his Amazon account and saw he bought it for $6.
Bitch.
You are out of the house.
$6?
Forget it.
There's hamburgers that cost more than that.
Right. You can't even get gas for $6.
Wow. That, to me, no go. You're over. It's over. We're no longer.
Yeah. This is my thing. If you can't afford it, then don't get the ring yet. He got the $6 ring. She took it to Tiffany's, got it, you know, to get it sized. And they were like, oh, no, boo-boo. They slid that right back across the counter.
Right, but I also, like, $6? We could have gone for $30.
$200. And then she went through his Amazon history, and he had spent $3,000 on a TV.
Right.
Oh. He don't want you, girl.
Men priorities, right?
There was commercials on that $3,000 TV for a better ring.
Yeah.
All of these relationships are doomed, you guys.
Yes.
You should stay away from one another.
Yes, leave.
Okay? Unfortunately, we are out of time, but be sure to watch us tomorrow night. James will be back.
Yay!
Very exciting. And if you can't get enough of me, I'll also be on Daily Pop tomorrow at noon. Bye.